This call is being recorded.
And so mote it be.
All right, now remaining in your tube of protective white light, just focus on your breathing. Just take several deep breaths in and exhale out. Just focus on relaxing, letting go, finding the center within yourself. As you take a deep breath in now, breathing in the light, hold it for a few seconds and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. As you take another deep breath in now, breathing in the light, and exhale out any darkness. Again, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers and see all of your chakras now in perfect alignment up your spinal cord. Starting from below your feet, the Earth Star chakra, all the way up through the seven chakras and to the eighth or the ninth chakra now, which would be the Soul Star chakra. So see all of those chakra centers in perfect alignment with their respective colors, earth brown, red, orange, yellow, deep blue, green, the high heart center, magenta, the throat area, sky blue, the third eye, purple or indigo, and the seventh, or rather the crown chakra, gold or violet or silver, and then the Soul Star chakra, just about a foot above your head, pure brilliant white. So all of the chakras and their respective colors and the intensity or the brilliance of those colors. And as you raise the intensity of each of the color, notice how your vibration increases with it as well. You can first think the vibration increasing, then visualize it increasing, and even more importantly, feel it increasing. Feel the vibration in all of your chakra centers. Feel your entire spinal cord coming alive as the chakra centers are being activated in this moment right now. Then put your attention at your high heart center and your third eye center in the middle of your forehead and energetically connect the two by sending energy, visualize energy going from your high heart center to your third eye center and then back down to your high heart and around and around and around till a vortex of energy is formed. And your conscious knowing self is being pulled into that vortex with the exit point being right there in the middle of your forehead. So now you are literally looking out through your third eye in the middle of your forehead. And that is your exit point into the astral realm to go through the third eye as a doorway or a window into the astral world. You can also exit through your third chakra or your solar plexus area, and many, many do, such as various psychics and ones of nature. But to be safest is to move out through your third eye, which is already a higher vibrational chakra to begin with. So now exit out through, find yourself there, standing or floating next to your physical body, and have the sensation of being both connected and disconnected from your physical body at the same time, and knowing that you are not your physical form. Your physical form is just a vessel that you are using at this time. Always know that. And now allow yourself in your astral and etheric body to begin to rise up into the sky through the clouds, higher and higher and higher, to the point where you've moved beyond the Earth's atmosphere. And you can look down and see the Earth. You can see your body. You can see all of the planets in the solar system. And aware of all of the ships that are now decloaked for you, because you are in a higher vibrational frequency of the fifth dimension now. And as you look back down at the Earth, see the Earth now, first in a 3D vision, as you would normally see, but now utilizing your 5D glasses, if you will, see the Earth, see Gaia as she really is. Even in this moment now, she is in this five-dimensional expression. She has taken on another skin, if you will, another vessel. She is now a vessel of the fifth dimension. And see her that in that way, in her pristine glory. And as you become aware now of all that is showing in front of you, in terms of seeing beyond the old third dimensional expression, the illusion that has been covering your eyes for so long, yours being the collective eyes of mankind, see all that is there in front of you, the vista that is there, the beauty that is there in a fifth dimensional expression. And see how wonderful and glorious the ascension can be, or after the ascension, or even first before this, after the solar flash. See the solar flash happen. See it as you would see it, as you would visualize it, as you would think it would be. See it happening now as it hits the Earth and spreads out across the Earth in only mere minutes. Till it spreads all the way across the planet and changes the vibrational frequency of the entire planet in those moments. See it, feel it, see it expressing out as all of life expressing out in this higher vibration, in this higher dimensional understanding and expression. See it as you want to see it. Create it within your mind now, within your mind's eye, within your third eye center. Create the vista that you want to see as life springs forth in this time that you are looking at now, in this time that you are creating right in this moment. And know that as you are creating it in this moment, you are creating it in the moments to come yet. So understand that you have the power. You have the power of creation here. Just as you created the third dimensional expression, again, you being the collective you, created this third dimensional expression and this illusion here. You are also taking this illusion down and then creating the new expression, the new reality. And all of this is because of you that are carrying the Christ consciousness here into this planet. So see it now. See life springing forth. See all of life coming forward and expressing itself as it is able to, as it can do. Not as it was in within the illusion, but how it can be. See the animals coming forth and mingling with humans everywhere, all kinds of animals, just as in your fairy tales that you have experienced in the past. See it as real. See it as animals coming forward and plants and flowers growing to extremes, fruit on those trees,
growing, it's more expressive and sweet and delectable than they have ever been. See the flowers blooming everywhere as they bloom in the spring, and you are in the spring now in terms of in this area of your world here, your America, your United States. You are in this time period. See it, feel it, express it out, and know that everything is happening right here in this moment now as you are creating it. You are creating the fifth dimensional expression that you are all moving toward after the solar flash and prior to the ascension process, or within the ascension process, we will say here. So express it, experience it, feel it. Feel it within your chakra centers, within your etheric body. Feel it within your astral body, your emotional body. Let the emotion flow here. Let it all come together as one. Know the unity consciousness in this moment. And know that you will be moving into that unity consciousness as you, again, the collective you, moves out and beyond the third dimensional expression, the third dimensional illusion. Everything is opening up to you right now in this moment. Feel it. Take a moment now and see how the world changes. Not just your country or where you are living, but the entire planet. See the great changes that come to the earth. See those coming from the skies, your brothers and sisters returning back to you. See them coming back and landing everywhere in the planet, which you call disclosure. See it happening. As all is opening up to you, see how people are coming together everywhere in peace and love and oneness. No more wars, no more battles, no more fear, no more anger. See how wonderful that can be. And know that as you are experiencing this, you are also remembering this. Because you had this before you came here to this planet, before you entered this evolution, you had this. You were in that higher dimensional expression. Many of you even created worlds and solar systems. Know that you are the creative process within you. For you have the consciousness, the cosmic source within you, all of you. Now, if you would, allow yourselves to begin to be drawn back to your physical form. Come back. And as you enter your physical body, bringing your astral and etheric body back in, feel it entering. Feel the actual merging with your physical body as it comes back in. And you feel the expression all around you and the aliveness all around you. And the higher vibrational frequency of the fifth dimension as you come back into your body. Feel yourself alive within your body, and your body trembling or vibrating even. Allow it to be. Believe it, and you see it. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am the ascension energy. I come at this time to be with you, to be able to express with you in these moments. For I go from place to place, system to system, wherever there is an ascension process happening, there will I be and there I am. And in this moment now, in your ascension process, I am here once again to be able to express and share with you an opening that is happening right now in this moment. You are coming to a great happening, not so much the solar flash, although that is a possibility and certainly a potential at this time. But you are approaching an awareness, a time of awareness that is going to take you beyond the old expression of the old illusion of the third dimension and take you into the higher vistas that you are all wanting to be in, you are all wanting to experience. And in your wanting, you are creating. You must understand that. Just in your desire, in your wanting, in your visions that you might have, or in your dreams, you are creating the higher expression of the fifth dimension right here on the earth. You are bringing heaven to earth. You have to understand that, because what is heaven? It is that fifth dimensional expression and beyond. That is heaven. And you are bringing it right here now in this moment to the earth. All of you expressed as one consciousness coming together. Even though you are individual consciousnesses, you are all expressing as one. More and more is this happening. Because those of you that are the light warriors, especially, you are the ones that are spreading the light, even when you may not be aware that you are doing it, just simply by your thoughts. Your thoughts go out every time you have a thought. And if it is a positive thought, which they are more and more as we are finding it here, that you are expressing more and more these positive thoughts, which are then created into positive creation here. Because those that receive these thoughts then take them within themselves and feel it within themselves. And when they feel it, they are raising their vibration. And as they raise their vibration, then the collective consciousness is raising the vibration more and more. It cannot be stopped, as you have heard many, many times. It cannot be stopped, will not be stopped. And the happening that I am speaking of right now is coming to you. You are expressing more and more to coming to the truths that are coming forward. And forward they must do. They cannot be held back. Those that have attempted to hold back the truth can no longer do so. And you are seeing that. It is for still though for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, but there are many more eyes that are opening and ears that are opening to hearing as well. So all of this is expressing forward in the spring now that you are in. And as the spring continues on, you are going to experience much that is bringing change to the world. You can look out at the vista now, you can look out at all that is there, even within the illusion, and you can see the illusion collapsing everywhere. It cannot be stopped and will not be stopped. But it is up to each and every one of you to heed the call, hear the call within you, to reach out now more and more and express what you know, express your awareness, and more importantly, express your light to all that are ready to receive it. And I can tell you now that more and more are clamoring for the light. They want the light. They want the truth. They do not want to be held in the darkness any longer. And they shall not be held in the darkness. Because the light is shining forth everywhere. And you, those of you, are carrying the light. You are carrying the Christ consciousness to all parts of the world. So I want you more and more to see the various places around the world and see those still yet pockets of darkness and send light to them. extend light to all of the areas that you know of. But also know that as you are sending light to those areas where you think there is darkness, there may not be such darkness. Because everything that is being told to you is part of the illusion in many respects. But again, if you are looking for the truth, you can find the truth. And many of you are beginning to understand what is true and what is not true. You are beginning to understand that you are able to discern what is true and not true. So allow yourselves to continue to bring this forward, to bring this higher level of understanding and the ability to discern what is right and wrong for you. For you, not for everyone, for there is no right and wrong for everyone. You just simply need to follow the universal laws here. Not the laws of your 3D governments, but the laws that you know deep within yourself to follow. That is what you need to do more and more and more. And we find we, being all part of the ascension energy, although I am embodying this ascension energy at this point and will continue to do so, but we of the higher expression of this energy are all aware of all of you and following your every move as you continue to move through this process. All of your guides are working with you. You are never, ever alone here. And so understand that. And as you continue to move through the ascension process, you will have more and more of those guides expressing to you and showing you the way and guiding you into the next principle that you have for your mission. So everything is happening, as you have heard many times, everything is happening exactly as it needs to in the moment that it needs to happen. So just allow, just as this one James is allowing now for my expression to come through, even though he was somewhat reticent as I appeared to him in a dream here and gave this understanding to him that he would bring this message forward. He was somewhat reticent of this, but has allowed it. And we ask you now, I ask you now to allow the expression to come through you whenever the opportunity arises. And I can tell you that the opportunities are going to begin to arise more and more. Because as these happenings begin to come forward here, you are going to feel the understanding as it happens. And that is going to propel you onto the next phase of your mission. And the next phase you are entering right now in this moment. That is all I have for you at this time. I will be with you throughout this process and will be encouraging you and encouraging your guides to encourage you to continue to move through this process and find fully at some time in the not too distant future where you will fully move through your ascension as you are ready to do so. Peace and love be with all of you, my dear brothers and sisters and friends and children that are here to express out their love and their light. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to you. Wanusov's here, and Shoshana is here, and we will begin your question and answer time in just a moment. But we need to share this with you. It is important for you to take this message that has been given and to share it with everyone that you can, anyone that has an inkling of opening up to the higher truths within them, begins to understand that there is so much more than what they have been told. anyone that is in that beginning awakening process or has already begun the awakening and is moving further along. Share this message with them. Let it go out across your internet to everywhere that it can. But do not become concerned with the results here. Let the universe provide here as it would need to do. And understand that you are those messengers of light. You are the way showers, as you have heard, and certainly the system busters, because just in your refusing to comply to those edicts, those mandates coming from your governments, you have been spreading the light and opening up more and more people's eyes and ears to see and hear just by your not complying. And that is important for you to continue to do, because you cannot be a part of the system and break the system at the same time. It does not happen. You must find yourself more and more beyond the system. Now, that does not mean to leave the system. It means to move beyond it, to be aware of the system as it is, but not become a part of it, not allow the attachment to it. And more of you are doing that. And when we speak to more and more of you, we're speaking not only to this group that is hearing these words now, but to all of those that hear and read these words after. That is important, because you are all in this together to bring about the great changeover that is just around the corner here. We are ready for your questions if you have them. You can unmute your phones now. Would there be questions here? No questions?
I have a question. This is Lydia. Thank you. Some years ago, I was doing a ceremony in Mexico, and I jumped into a cenote that was really, really, really dark. And as I went down and came back up into the surface of the water, I started having this very strong image of the sun being completely dark. And I saw two suns, a really, really black one in the front and a really bright one behind the dark sun. And I kept that image, but I never thought any longer about it. And lately, when I practice my sun gazing, I start seeing that behind the bright sun, I see the bright sun in the front, but I also perceive that behind the bright sun that I see every day, there is a tiny little piece of the dark sun that I have seen. Can you help me understand this?
I can tell you are experiencing what we spoke of earlier, or we gave to the James to give on your discussion period, that you are expressing or experiencing the fifth dimensional sun here that is in some cases, as you would look at it here, behind the your physical sun here, your third dimensional sun. And you are beginning to, or you had a vision of seeing this other sun, the one that is seemingly behind it. It is not really behind it. It is alongside of it in a higher dimensional frequency here. And more of you will begin to experience this, this fifth dimensional sun, as you continue to rise in vibration and you continue to more and more have the eyes to see here in terms of working through your third eye center.
Shoshana, do you have something to add here?
I do not have more.
Very good. Was this sufficient for you then?
Wonderful, sir. Can you please help me understand this? Before, when I saw, when I jumped into that cenote and I saw in the front the black sun was in the front and I saw the bright sun on the back.
Yes.
And now I am seeing the bright sun in the front, but I still see little tiny minuscule sides of the black sun. Can you explain me that differentiation? Before it was the black in the front and now is the bright, but I still see the black.
When you say the black sun, that is what some have called this in terms of when they experience it. It appears to be that because it is unknown. Black, dark is also often unknown here. When you express or when you have vision in this sense. So you are experiencing an unknown version, we will say here, of the sun here. But as also some would see it as a white sun, as your one that spoke earlier here on your call. And it is not something to be concerned about whether it is dark or light or whatever. Just know that it is the fifth dimensional sun that is expressing through as vibrational frequencies continue to rise here on the planet. And again, more and more of you will begin to experience this. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
In doing the work of the great work of continuing to clear, I would call past life traumas, for me at least, I've always, it always seems that Atlantis and the time of Atlantis is sort of deeply suppressed. And I've always known sort of personally, at least for me, that something pretty traumatic as a soul happened to me at that point. I can recall Lemuria with no problems, but Atlantis, there seems to be something, it almost seems to be a veil that I've thrown over it. And now it has come time to sort of uncover and kind of poke back into Atlantis and see, you know, and deal with that trauma, whether it's a soul fragments that I need to retrieve or other things of that nature. I was hoping that you could enlighten me or shed some light on whether, and I read this recently in a book, which really resonated with me, that part of that trauma could have been sort of an extreme or abrupt separation from the twin flame. And then, of course, the other trauma we would know is that Atlantis, you know, perished very quickly because we used the energy for something that we shouldn't have used the energy for. Can you enlighten me, you know, maybe not personally, but more for the group, what that deep trauma is? Was it the end of the civilization that happened so quickly, or was it more the separation from our twin flame?
What we can tell you is, as you say here, more for the group rather than for you as individual, for we cannot share this experience with you. You must come to this on your own. But we can tell you that many of you on this call had your experiences in both Lemuria and Atlantis. And you had many different expressions moving through that. And yes, you went through the fall of Atlantis here, as well as the fall of the Lemuria before that. So you have those deep within your soul. And the idea that you are beginning to be guided to experience this, to remember this, then that is saying that it is time for you to do so. So do not shy away from it, because you can, at this point, you can handle it. Prior to this, maybe not so much, but you are ready to be able to accept what you went through there and how you expressed into that fall of Atlantis here. Okay, that is a hint for you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Shoshana, do you have anything to add here?
Me? We can share on this. May we share, dear brother?
Absolutely.
We will ask, what is it that you wish to gain from understanding these experiences?
Well, much like clearing karma, I want to clear any trauma, any blocks, programs, traumas, and retrieve any lost soul fragments specifically, because it is that time. As far as healing my soul, healing all expressions that I've ever had on the earth plane, which is a lot, but this one is coming up because this one is semi-traumatic, I think, which could only, I think it is, because there's no reason I would have suppressed it this deeply. But just like one who serves had indicated, I do feel like it's time to address it. And it's just part of the process of clearing, really.
Dear brother, healing occurs through acceptance and through non-judgment and through an understanding that all that has occurred in the evolution of a being, of a soul, was purposeful, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Trauma is an assigned value that the third dimensional consciousness programming gives you. There is no trauma. There is no real... We are having trouble here. There is trauma due to emotions that are expressed through a being in the third dimension that this being that expresses these emotions believes that they are real. They are not. To say that you wish to clear some experience or some emotion or some trauma, you just make it so through your words. You can detach or unattach yourself by not allowing the emotions that you think are prevalent here to exist. This is difficult. You must not allow for these prevalent emotions or fear of trauma or fear of looking at something or fear that something went deeply wrong. Even though these things may be true, they were the evolution that was required to move your soul forward in consciousness. That's how it works. So once again, we must say that the idea of trauma is a 3D idea. It is not a five-dimensional idea or a reality in the higher dimensions. These are only experiences. Your soul could be fragmented because you say it is, you believe it is. We find you intact. We find you completely intact. We find your soul whole and complete and ready to move forward. And moving forward requires that the being that you are allows and accepts all experiences as necessary, not in any way judging them. The fragmentation occurs through judgment and fear, not through understanding your divine reality, your divine God self. You are complete, dear brother. Now use that power to move forward. Namaste.
And we would just add here, remember, forgive, forget, and move on. That is what you need to do.
Yeah, thank you so much. I was actually trying to, part of that was to determine whether I had soul fragments or things that needed to be brought back into my soul for completion.
Dear brother, may we share? May we share?
Of course. Yes.
Fragmentation occurs from judgment. The fragmentation or losing part of yourself is through the judgment of yourself, through the fear of yourself. Once that is given up and those emotions cannot be prevalent in your life, your soul will be whole. But your soul is whole. Your soul is complete. It is the idea of judgment that fragments your soul. Although this is not a true reality, it is a perceived reality. Mm-hmm. Does this make sense, dear brother?
It does. Thank you very much.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
Yes, please. This is Catherine. And my question seems to be somewhat answered through what Shoshana has shared with Kent. So I've become aware of archetypes. And my particular archetype, and I'm sure this may apply for others as well who are aware of their archetype of in personality or behavior. So what I would like to know, and I think some of it I've already been working on as far as moving past the chaos archetypal, but I am open to receiving any additional information that could support me and others to move further into managing one's archetype. So guidance, please.
We will share here. Maybe share, dear sister.
Yes, dear.
You cannot manage an archetype. That is not how one moves forward. Management of an archetype is saying that there is something wrong with this archetype. I must manage it. I must manage its behavior. I must manage its thinking. I must manage it. This is a third dimensional concept that corporations use. When an employee gets out of whack, we will manage this employee. It is not a positive thing. So we must say that you must not attempt to manage an archetype. You must attempt to be the archetype without judging it. Once the archetype is free to be, it will organize itself into a more perfected archetype. Namaste.
Good. Are there any other further questions here?
I have a question, please.
Yes.
Well, I keep waking up a lot in the last month or two, not every night, and the song is coming in my mind, and I'm singing it, Auld Lang Syne. And I can't breathe at the time. I can't hardly get my breath. And should all acquaintance be forgot is the word. I don't know and understand why that keeps coming up and I'm singing it, but I'm crying and I can hardly breathe. Could you possibly maybe help me?
Well, we can tell you that there are two things here. One is the Auld Lang Syne, as you are saying it, in a different language, of course, but with the similar meaning to it, was utilized in that time of Lemuria, as Lemuria was going down. So that is part of this here. And the other expression, though, is how one feels when they are using this in your New Year's Eve time, when you are getting ready, when you are saying goodbye to the last year and bringing on the new year, and how you all feel and
feel together and one with each other and happy and joyful and all of this, so that it is both here going on, you see. And that is all we can say on this. Perhaps Shoshana has more?
We can share. We will share, dear sister. May we share?
You may. Yes, please.
Would you like to answer a question here? We have a question for you.
Okay.
The question that we have is, what do you think it means?
Well, as the one who served was speaking, I got it. I was back there in Lemuria, going down when that continent was being destroyed. I was in the water, and I was going down with it. And we were, as a group, were singing that song. And I think it originated from there, too. And that's why I can't breathe in the morning with this, because I'm drowning. That's how I feel.
And dear sister, is this a memory?
Yes. The memory came back while the one who served was talking to me. And I'm sorry. I'm crying because I could still feel it. I could still feel us all singing that song because we were dying. We were going to drown. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
We will say that you must allow yourself the process of moving through the memory and moving through the feeling. And then you must let it go.
Yes.
If you continue to see the memory, feel the memory, it is for naught. It is not to your benefit. So you must allow for the memory, let it pass through you, and then resolve to let it go. It is over. It is not who you are now. Namaste.
Well, I understand that, but I keep dreaming it. I can't seem to help that. And that's why I'm asking this today, is because I wished it would stop. And like I know, I could probably, not probably, but I have the power to tell myself not to dream it anymore. And it won't happen. That's what you're telling me right now. So, okay. Well, I'll do that. Okay, thank you.
Yes, namaste.
Very good. We take one more question. If there is, then we need to release channel.
Carol.
Yes?
Hey, greetings, one who serves. I had a dream, and in this dream, something very vivid happened. You know, in the meditations, I always imagine, you know, leaving the body, and I visualize it, etc., etc. But in this dream, I was with the group. We're in a very nice environment. But in this dream, I actually felt myself actually leaving the body and floating around in whatever other body we float around in. And I came across a mirror. And as I looked into the mirror, there was nothing, maybe just a speck of light. And I was wondering what was this very vivid feeling I experienced as I left my body during a meditation in my dream? And is that what we look like on the other side? Are we just formless energy? Thank you.
We would ask you a question here. What were you feeling from when you awakened from this dream? What did it express to you?
I was shaken because I could feel that this had been a real experience. I had really left my body for the first time, But it had happened in a dream, but it felt very good. It felt really good. And, you know, I was able to see and perceive and think, but it just, it left me kind of puzzled that why I had no form. And I can only imagine that perhaps that's how we really are, that when we are not in the 3D or even outside, when we are not necessarily in the 3D, that we are formless, or we can take whatever form we want, or I don't know.
We find that in your waking experience, whenever you do meditation or guided meditation and you leave the body, there is a question within you: are you really doing it? Are you really leaving your body? Is this not correct?
That is very precise, yes. You know, I imagine it, but it's not something I can feel like, yes, I felt in my dream.
That is what we are understanding here. And because of that, when you experience this in your dream state, it was more real for you. And we would say to you that what you are experiencing in your dream state and what you are experiencing in your meditative or guided meditation state when you leave your body, they are one and the same. You, even though you feel you are imagining it, you are imaging it, you are creating it, so you are being it. It just, in your dream state, your conscious knowing self is not so involved in it. So therefore, it can appear and feel more real to you. Okay, Shoshana.
We will share here, dear brother. May we share?
Of course.
Dear brother, what One Who Serves has given is true for all humans that cannot release their third dimensional analytical mind so easily, and that is many. So in the process of a meditation, of letting go of your body, the third dimensional analytical mind hangs on because that is what it thinks it is supposed to do. So in the process of a dream, as One Who Serves has given, the third dimensional conscious analytical mind is asleep and it cannot interfere with that which you can do. So that is why you experienced it as the One Who Serves has given real, or a true experience. Now, when you pass by a mirror and see nothing, that is because the body is an illusion. The body is illusory. It's an illusion. It's a vehicle. It is not who we are. Now, what the trick is that your power to give yourself a form is just that. You can have the dream again and give yourself a form, you see. What we do not realize in this third dimensional experience is that we have given ourselves the body that we have. We have designed it. We have decided what it'll be. We have decided how it will experience life. We have decided how it will add to the soul's record and what our mission is, and this is our vehicle here on this planet. It is the same anywhere else. As the architect of your experience, you may design whatever you wish to design within that mirror. It could be anything you wish for. And as the consciousness of each being is elevated, the design that you may give it is a being of light. And that is true too. We hope that this is not confusing. Namaste.
That was amazing. As always, eternally grateful. Thank you.
Namaste.
Very good. Then we are ready to release channel. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
We will give the message that you give, dear One Who Serves. Be who you are. be that which you are meant to be, and then be it. Namaste.
Very good. And we would say here, begin more and more to take your mission seriously here. Amidst all the chaos and everything that is going on, find yourself moving ahead more and more with your mission to share the light, spread the light, share the truth, spread the truth wherever you can. Beginning with this message that was given by the ascension energy here, allow it to spread wherever it can. It is important, and you will find that as we continue to move along here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.